Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, guys? It's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark, joined by Lauren Egan, who's managed to make it through a full 5 days at The Bulwark.
I haven't quit yet.
How badly do you want to quit?
You know, it's only what, 11 a.m.? I still got time.
You got time.
For the
Don't
end
worry.
Of the day.
And Fridays are particularly rough in the Trump era, so we'll wait and see. Yeah. Lauren's here to talk about a new piece. On the site and in your inboxes of Morning Shots, it's about Democrats risking a Tea Party moment. So I like the piece because it surveys a bunch of different folks, but the chief among them was J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois. We'll get into it in a second. Just first, obviously, subscribe to the feed, blah, 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 blah. We need the subscriptions. Do it, please. Lauren, tell us about what Pritzker said, because he's obviously – at the forefront of the party. He's rumored to be a presidential candidate in 2028. He's choosing his words wisely, but also at the same time, warning the party that there's kind of on tenuous ground here.
Yeah, he was careful not to directly take a shot at Democratic leadership, but he was like, look, this is a red alert moment and the whole party needs to act like it, including party leadership.
Right.
So, and he was pretty candid. Like he said, we are at a Tea Party-esque type moment in 2025.
I guess we have to define. I guess we have to define what a Tea Party-esque moment is.
Yeah. So,
were you around back then or no?
I was alive.
Alive, but were you around?
I was alive. No, I was a kid. I was a kid. All right. But I think when we say it, we're not talking about it from an ideological point of view. This isn't there's going to be some insurgent,
anti-Obamacare.
Yeah. It's more the idea that Democratic voters are pissed off. They're fed up with party leadership. And it could be at the point where we're going to see a bunch of first-time candidates, primary establishment types in the midterms.
Yeah. I mean, my recollection, and I was alive and also working back then, was that, 2009, 2010, basically the conservative grassroots just got fed up. And they were they didn't like the bailouts. They didn't like the Wall Street bailout. They didn't like the auto bailout. They didn't like Obamacare. But they mostly were pissed off at their own party for not doing more to stand up to Obama. And also, the bailouts had happened and started under George W. Bush. So they were really upset. They thought there had just not been, the party not stuck to its convictions. And they took it out. And a bunch of different insurgent candidates won nominations. And then they won office. And, of course, the big one was Eric Cantor losing his primary bid. I haven't seen that yet. I mean, it's early, right? We're a month.
It's so early. It's so early. And that's what leadership will say. What, we're a month in? Not even.
Is it just a month?
Or just,
no, we're
just
over
a
month.
Month
in.
Just over a month.
No, it's February 28th. We've had a month and 8 days. Okay.
Okay. So
it feels like 2 years.
It's early. No, it literally feels like 10 years. So there's totally time, but what you're – we're not there.
What would
yet,
it what would it look like if it happens? What would it be over? I guess. Why would they be? How would they? How would they showcase their anger with Democratic leadership? And what would it be about?
Well, that's the thing when I'm saying it's not ideological. I hate to use the word vibe because we've really never used that, but it is a vibe thing. I think it's just this sense that these people are just kind of weak and they're not really, they don't have it in them. They don't have a fight in them. And also
is it age?
I mean, yes and no, because like you can apply that to someone like Schumer, but yeah, like Hakeem Jeffries is not old. But I think it's that's what I'm saying. It's like a vibe. Well, it has to be.
I got to Google this. Go ahead. 54. 54.
Okay.
That's not
yeah.
old.
So like, yeah, it's not, but you know, not young. So,
I know what you're thinking. I'm not 54.
Yeah. I know you're not. What was I saying? Yeah, I don't know. So like vibes. It's part of the media environment too. Like, you know, they're kind of like still just going on the same like cable news shows and like, right. they're not being creative. And I don't think voters feel like, the Democratic base doesn't feel like they like have it in them to be creative and like do something different, even though like we know that they've got to shake things up and change some things.
Yeah, it's so vague. It's like, oh, shake things up, change things, go get harder and more aggressive with Trump. Like, what does that mean, right? Like, literally,
yeah,
change.
I think
like,
that's the challenge.
Handcuff like, yourself to the Department of Education as opposed to protesting outside of it. Like,
I think Chuck
what
Schumer
do you do? I don't think you should do that. I think that end poorly. But like, I think that's the bind they're in, right? They just don't have.
Yeah,
what
it's
do you
not
do?
Like an easy. Like obviously, well, if there's an obvious answer, they'd do it. But
you had another piece 2 days ago, or I guess yesterday, about one thing they could do, and that's like shut down the government, right? So what? Bring that into here because I guess that's the biggest, most immediate flashpoint.
Right. They could do that. We don't know what they're going to do. I think it's a little unclear.
Well, I guess they can't do that in theory, right? If Republicans had all the votes, they could pass their
I guess in the Senate
they need 60, right? So they could do that. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but like I think that there's like a sense that they're ultimately going to be like a bit squeamish on this and like
right.
you know, they don't want to be blamed for shutting down the government right. fairly or unfairly. I think especially your moderate Democrats are pretty sensitive to that. And so like that might not even happen, but like they could. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like State of the Union's next week, you know, they're like planning to do some things around that, but it's all like, you know, bringing people who've been affected by DOGE to the State of the Union. It's all kind of like the same playing cards. Nothing's like really like new or different. That's just like standard practice.
Right. And I guess the other thing is
like, yeah, the outside group's basically just being like, why the fuck aren't we doing anything different? Like we do this every year when we're not in power. Like why are you pointing to this as like
a
thing that we should be rallying around?
There was an interesting stat in your piece about how many people have actually signed up for office.
Yeah,
to run for
that
office,
was
I
really
say. What
interesting.
Was it?
Yeah. So Run for Something, which is, you know, the big group that kind of helps train and recruit people to run for office for the first time. They said that they've been getting about 500 people a day reaching out to them wanting to run for office, which is pretty astonishing. And
just to be clear, this is not just like congressional offices. This is offices across different spectrums of government. Okay.
But she said that in 27 since the November election, they've seen more people reach out to sign up to run for office than they did in the entire year of 2017. So what? That's only been a few months compared to all of 2017.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. Yeah, it's a lot of people. So those numbers, I think, are pretty telling.
Right. And look, I mean, not everyone's going to run and not everyone's going to win, but the sheer interest in office, and I think people don't really quite appreciate this. You start low, like people run locally, then move up, then move to state office, then from state office, they could do federal office. So you build a bench and this is what happens. And some of them will take out other Democrats, presumably, in primaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we seeing Democrats already being threatened with primaries?
Well, it's so early, but yeah, there was this interesting moment from, I guess it was last week when Congress was on recess. Congressman Lynch from the Boston area was like hosting a town hall or some kind of speech. And someone interrupted him and was basically just like giving him a hard time saying like, you got to do more to fight against Trump. You got to do more to fight against Trump. And he was basically just like, look, I'm the one that was elected. Like he got kind of defensive. Right. There's a video linked in the piece. He got kind of defensive and was basically like, you run for Congress then, like you run. You know, that part's kind of interesting. There's been some chatter that like, there's people that are going to try and primary him in that congressional race.
they might actually do it.
I mean, yeah, he did bring it upon himself quite literally, but yeah.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. You should have done that in your Boston accent, Laura.
Oh my God. I love the South. I do not have a Boston accent.
Ultimately, how would you categorize? Oh, sorry. The last thing I want to ask you about, because hovering all of this is like Jeffries basically is the person who is supposed to be at the vanguard of, you know, what Democrats are trying to do here oppositionally, not just because he's the minority leader in the House and they have such a small margin there compared to the Senate even, but because he's young, relatively, he's 54 and Schumer's older, and he's better known than the DNC chair, who's really not done much since winning the office, Ken Martin. And yet Jeffries has been hounded as he goes around the country on a book tour. I didn't realize this until you reported that he's hawking a children's book that he authored.
Yes, he has authored a children's book about democracy.
See, is that the problem? Is that like the symbol of the problem here? Is like you're so,
obviously when he wrote the book and planned this book
I appreciate
tour,
the book,
like the
yeah.
hope was that Paris would be president and it would hit a lot differently, but like she's not, and he's still on this book tour. And it's just like weird. I think this book tour just like totally represents like why Democratic voters are pissed off and just like, what the fuck are we doing?
It's like, you need to get off your children's book tour and probably get back to work. And he's been protested.
Yeah. At a few of these book tours, there's been protesters that have showed up to be like, could you go back and do your job and fight a bit harder against Trump?
What does he say?
I don't think he really knows how to interact with a lot of these protesters and these groups. Like, it's a bit uncomfortable. I talked to someone who's at one of the Brooklyn events, and they were just like, yeah, it's just like uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't think he's really like figured out, gotten his sea legs with some of this quite yet.
Right. Well,
and he has big shoes to fill, you know, like,
yeah, I was going to say Pelosi took
a comparison.
I was going to say Pelosi did get similar, you know, she did get protested by the base, but she also had earned their adoration for doing a whole bunch of different things, including passing critical legislation and being steely in these moments. And Jeffries does not have that reservoir yet of goodwill. He might get it. But this is why we say they're in a kind of tricky situation. This is great. Lauren, thank you so much for this. Anything else you want to say about the situation? Do you think ultimately that we're going to end up with a Tea Party like movement here or now?
Oh, don't make me guess. It's so early. You gotta ask me again in like
what?
The summer.
All right, we'll pin
Give
it.
Me a few more we'll, months. It is 28 days in.
All right, we'll pin it. Lauren Egan, thanks so much. Everyone should be on the lookout for her soon-to-be-launched newsletter, The Opposition. It's coming soon. And thank you for watching on the YouTubes. Obviously, subscribe, share, rate us high, whatever you have to do to improve our standing. We appreciate it, and we'll be in touch.